We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien for our weekly three and out, three stories, usually sports stories, and out. But before we get to the three and out, got to mention the Gopher men's basketball team. Yeah, they didn't make the NCAA. That's no surprise. They're going to the NIT, whoop-dee-doo, unlike St. John's University out of New York, unlike Oklahoma, unlike Pittsburgh. They accepted the NIT bid. Those other three teams said, nope. We're not going to a second-rate tournament. The Gophers will go to any second, third, fourth-rate tournament that comes their way. They certainly do it in football with a bowl game, and they're doing it now with the NIT. They play, I think it's Butler, not that anyone cares, but there's that. And women aren't going anywhere because they got rid of Lindsey Whalen because they had this coach. Oh, we're going to win a lot of games with this new coach. Yeah, well, that didn't work out so well. They're not going to anything. So, all right, let's get to that three and out now. I'm sorry.
Mentioned the NIT, but real quick, the Gophers' former Gopher men's former head coach Richard Pitino, actually two of them, and Dan Monson, are both in the West Conference West region for the big tournament. And if they win, if each of those teams would, I think Monson's with Long Beach State, Monson's with New Mexico. If they win two games, they play each other. So we could have a former Gopher coaches standoff in the tournament.
Oh, that'd be great. Good.
Yeah.
So the former Gopher coaches are thriving, eh?
Yes.
You know, I didn't know Pitino that well. I mean, he got the job, and the AD at the time admitted it was because of the name recognition. But I always liked Monson. I got along well with him, and I don't think he was a bad coach. I think he was in a bad situation. He had to try to rebuild that program after the scandal. And
right.
That's not an easy thing to do after any type of scandal when you have restrictions. And it was a tough row for him to hoe. So, again, I like Monson a lot. Pitino I got along with fine, but I really did like Dan Monson.
Yeah, I like Pitino. I think he was the last coach to take him to have him win an NCAA tournament game. So we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it could be, again, Vikings, almost 50 years. It could be a lifetime for many people. All right, let's.
Thomas is going to get in that tournament before the Gophers ever do again.
You could be right because they got one heck. They got the coach. With John Tower. All right, let's start things off with our three and out Gopher women's hockey team, which, by the way, Brad Frost is a great guy, and he's their coach, but won't be winning a national title again.
No, this was a bummer because this was Gopher women have been dominant since they started women's hockey, but this was a heck of a game. I mean, it's a bummer. They were up 2-0. They, Clarkson came back, and then they end up going all the four overtimes.
Ugh.
And end up losing to Clarkson. Gophers were number five in the country. So I think it's like the 1, 2, 3, and 4 teams end up getting the final four slots. So, I mean, not a big surprise, but it's always a bummer when they get bounced like that. But, hey, four overtimes is nothing to sneeze at.
Well, the Gophers still have a heck of a program, and they're going to be good because Brad Frost is good. He recruits the best players in the state. So, better luck next year, and I'm sure that they will have better fortunes next year. All right, item two.
Item two, kind of an interesting – back to that, we seem to have a Caitlin Clark item every week, but Iowa's going to in the NCAA women's tournament, and ESPN is assigning a beat reporter just to Caitlin Clark during the women's tournament. Holly Rowe from ESPN is going to be following her throughout the tournament. So that shows you the impact that this woman is having on sports in general and women's college sports, that they have a beat reporter just assigned to her.
You know what, though, Jeff? She has done more for women's sports, I think, than any woman ever has. I mean, what do you go back to when you think about it? Well, Billie Jean King, when she had that Battle of the Sexes. But that was an exhibition. This woman has been doing it now for two. She really came onto the national scene last year with what she was doing. But this year, people who don't follow sports at all or college sports know the name Caitlin Clark. You ask somebody to name the best men's player in the country, and most people couldn't do it.
No.
But they know the name Caitlin Clark, and she's every indication is she's just a good, I want to say good kid, because to me she still is a kid. You know what? When you're in college, you're still a kid. She's just a good kid. And the numbers she puts up, and, the nation is pulling for her to win a national title. There's a lot of good teams out there, but, she could carry it.
And it may end up being Iowa and LSU again, so she may get another crack at LSU for a championship.
Well, and I got to be honest. She declared for the WNBA. You know, there's a lot of people, so-and-so should stay in college. She should stay in college. She could make more with the NIL money than becoming a WNBA player, because I don't think she will be as fascinating to people as a WNBA player. I know the WNBA is hoping that's what happens. I don't think it will. It's different.
We'll see, but yeah, the WNBA is banking on they are gonna build that league around her from here on out. So
I don't think it's gonna work, but we'll see. I mean, I think she should come back again for a fifth or sixth year. You got the COVID year coming up. All right, item three.
Item three, kind of a big news in my world last week, and anytime there's a lawsuit that drops in the world of sports, I pay attention to it. But there's a group of female athletes that have sued the NCAA. Over male athletes competing in women's sports, accessing women's locker rooms, claiming that it's a violation of Title IX and discrimination on the basis of sex. So Riley Gaines, you know, who's been very outspoken,
as a swimmer,
and a few other female athletes have banded together in this case. So this is going to be an interesting one to watch. Like we were just talking off the air, you know, I don't know that there's ever been more attention paid to college women's sports in this country with Caitlin Clark and what she's accomplished. And at the same time, we have this going on and this controversy. So we'll see how I think they have a very strong case, to be honest. And so I'll be interested to see how this one plays out.
Well, can that ripple down to high schools? Because, I mean, Jeff, I'm not going to speak for you, but I'll speak for me. And you may agree or disagree. I have no issue. If you are a transgender, that is absolutely your right. If you were born a female and you identify as a male and vice versa, that is your right, and you should not face any type of discrimination for it. However, you should not be able to play if you're biologically a male to play in female sports. And I have been very surprised that all these women's organizations have just sat back and have not stepped up and fought for them. It's individuals like Riley Gaines who are stepping up and fighting for them.
I don't want to get too much into the transgender issue, but I will say, as I understand it, the big issue is that if you are a biological male that has gone through puberty, it's an unfair competitive advantage competing against women in women's sports. So that's where the issue lies. NCAA is going to have to deal with this. There's probably who knows if there'll be a settlement or if it will go all the way to the courts. It could have an impact at the high school level as well, depending on the nature of the ruling. But it's definitely going to be something to watch here. And you know, kudos to these women for standing up for what they feel is the right thing to do.
Well, I mean, it again, it's really been amazing to me that many of the, like now, I mean, look at the top women's groups in the country. Where have they been on this issue? They fought for decades to get equality and Title IX, and now they're just oddly silent to me anyway.
Yes.
I guess that's the way to put it.
Think about just here at home, the University of Minnesota, the amount of money that has been devoted to various women's sports because of the money spent on football and some of the other men's sports because of Title IX.
Jeff,
and
they,
now it just doesn't make any sense.
They created a sport to have a similar number of women. They didn't have crew. They added crew because they could put like 70 women on the crew team.
Right, exactly.
So I'm curious to see how this thing plays out in the courts. Jeff, thanks so much. Attorney Jeff O'Brien, we'll take a quick break, and the BS Show will be right back with some fascinating information.